persons. Particularly, he jibes. He never uses vulgar bad language himself, but has a singular power of engendering it in others. He has a word, Gabby, which he will sometimes enlarge to stupid Gabby. The witch flung neatly into a man who has just missed a catch will fill the same with a whirl of furious curses, difficult to restrain. And, if perchance one should escape, my ancient cricketer will be as startled as Cadmus at the crop he has sown. And not only startled, but pained at human wickedness and the follies of a new generation.
"Why can't you play without swearing, Master Gibbs?" he will say, catching the whispered hope 20 yards away and proclaiming it to a censorious world.
And so Gibbs, our grocer and draper, and one made much of by the vicar, is shamed before the whole parish, and damned even as he desired. To our vicar, a well-meaning, earnest, and extremely nervous man, he displays a methodical